A blessed and wonderful Sunday morning to all of you listening to this Because He Lives radio program. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. I am Pastor Marina Taylor, and I am indeed grateful to our sponsors, Federal Motor Spheres, for the sponsorship of this program. May the Lord bless and prosper your business as you take care of His business. May He also give you good health and strength as you continue to provide good service for the people of this nation. Today we have taken the time to focus on prayer. As you are well aware, prayer is a powerful weapon God has given to us through which we communicate with Him and Him with us. So at this time, I would want to ask you to pause with me as I do this opening prayer. Our kind and gracious, loving and merciful Heavenly Father, I come into your presence with thanksgiving in my heart and a praise in my mouth. I declare that this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we acknowledge that we are nothing without you and we cannot live a day without you. We thank you for your word and for the promises which you have given to us. Therefore, we lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For indeed, O Lord, our help comes from you. We thank you for being our refuge and our strength and our very present help in our time of trouble. And Lord, if ever there is a time we need you, it is now. And therefore, Lord, we call upon your name. Therefore, Lord, we will not fear, for our confidence is in you. And you never fail. And you have never lost a battle. Hallelujah. We pray, place this broadcast, Father, into your hands. And we pray that it would be a blessing and an inspiration to someone today. Someone who is listening and may be down and downcast, frustrated, lonely, or whose back seems to be against the wall, and Lord, that they have given up and they think that all is lost. Oh Father, assure them that you are God and you are well able to turn their situations around. For indeed you are a way maker, a miracle worker, and a promise keeper. For all those who put their trust, oh Lord, and confidence in you will never be defeated, for you are a prayer answering God. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, it tells us that this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. You have also told us, O Lord, in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, to call upon you, O Lord, and you will answer us, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Praise God. So today, Lord, we bless your name. We honor you. We thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you are doing for us now, and all that you will do for us in the future. We place our trust in you, Heavenly Father, for we ask all of these mercies in no other name but in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. And we all say amen and amen. At this time, I am delighted to introduce to you Reverend Dr. Margaret Eversley to share with us a devotional on prayer and to the continuation of this program. God bless her as she comes. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Taylor. Our scripture is taken from 1 Chronicles 4, 9-10. As you heard, our focus will be on prayer today. As one turns to this chapter, you would easily turn to another chapter quickly because it is a list of genealogies of family groups of Judah. One would say nothing inspirational there. However, should you continue to verses 9 and 10, you would observe a strange interruption of genealogies. Let's read that scripture. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him his request. To some, this may sound like a selfish prayer. I say it is a powerful prayer. And if you follow me as I go on, I believe you will conclude that likewise. He knew his desires and he called upon God. Maybe he knew the verse in the Psalm which states, "Delight yourself in the Lord and he shall grant you the desires of your heart." There are three things to learn about Jabez's prayer. One, it was a prayer of honesty. He knew what he wanted and he believed God. Some of us forget that God is omniscient, all-knowing, and we are afraid to ask for what we know we want. In the New Testament teaching on prayer, Jesus told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. When we go to God, do not beat around the bush. God knows our hearts. Jesus told his disciples, "You have not because you ask not." And maybe they were praying, but they were beating around the bush. The second thing about Jabez's prayer was he was specific. He listed what he wanted. First, he said, "Oh, that you would bless me." In the biblical sense, bless me means to impart supernatural favor. He did not specify how God would bless him because he understood that was up to God. "Oh, that you would enlarge my territory." He desired God to enlarge his territory so that he could make a greater impact. God knows our hearts and our motives. He works from there. He knew that Jabez was not asking to enlarge his territory for a selfish material gain. Jabez knew his circumstances, and the name given to him could affect his destiny. The curse of pain could be on his life. He wanted to break that curse. And there's so many curses that we, if we would pray that we could pray and ask God to break. As Christian parents, we need to explore the names we give our children. Names are important. His prayer for expansion was actually saying to God, "I am contented with what I have, but I give it to you. You enlarge it." Like the man with the 5 talents, he gained 5 more. Jesus and his instructions of fruit bearing in John 15 showed the possibility of bearing fruit, bearing more fruit, and bearing much fruit, which is the ultimate production. I believe that whatever God gives us, be it little or much, as his children, he wants us to produce more. So I want to invite us today to stop sitting around and pitying ourselves. Start to pray for expansion in the areas where it is needed, as long as it will glorify God. You may need, or you are worthy of a promotion. Talk to God. Do not be afraid. Do not go around complaining to man. Man can't help you. Go to God who knows all things. He knows your potential. He knows your purpose and your destiny. Give him control. That is what Jabez did in that prayer. When he prayed to God to expand his territory, expand his borders. He says that he could do nothing without God. Jesus told his disciples that they could not bear fruit unless they abide in the vine. Unless they remain in the vine, they could do nothing without him. And so he prayed, "Oh, that your hand would be upon me." What a prayer for direction. God's presence and his sustenance. It was a prayer for strength, that thy hand might be with me. In 2 Corinthians, Paul said, "Our sufficiency is of God." The hand of God represents the power of God. It represents security. We are secure in his hands. No one can pluck us out of God's hands. We will have to take our hands out of his. The hand of God is about personal care. Oh, praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 33:3 says, "Surely it is in you," meaning God, "who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hands." Oh, today that is such a powerful statement. All the holy ones are in God's hands. And Job 12:10 confirms this when he reminds us that the soul of every living thing is in the hand of the Lord. Like Jabez, let us pray that God will hold our hands. Oh, then he went on to say, "Oh, that you would keep me from evil." This sounds so much like the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." He asked God to keep him from evil because he did not want to cause pain to others. Does that sound like a selfish man? He already had a name that represented pain. He wanted to stay clear of self-fulfilling prophecy. The third thing about this prayer, it was deep. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. These are the kinds of prayers that move the hands of God. Remember Elijah on Mount Carmel. He prayed about 63 words and fire came down from heaven. In this century, we need some prayers that will cause God to rain the heavens and come down. Hear the conclusion of Jabez's prayer. God granted him his request. If that was a selfish prayer, God would never have granted him his request. We only have a brief record of this man. He does not appear anywhere else in scripture, but he is known by his prayer, Jabez's prayer, or the prayer of Jabez. He was humble. The tone of his prayer projects helplessness. Such humility is the first and essential characteristic of acceptable prayer. Humility is the marked feature of every truly good, great, and wise man or woman. We find such examples of humility in Abraham's intercession for Sodom, Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple, Daniel and Nehemiah's prayer for their nation. We need to call upon God for our nation and see what God will do. God commands us through Paul to pray for our governments. Yes, speak out when it's necessary. But our main mandate is to pray for our kings and rulers and governments. And when we don't do this, we are not obeying God. And I think this is where we, many of us, have not paid attention. Jesus is our example of prayer. He spent much time in prayer, although he was the Son of God. Jabez did not allow his circumstances to hinder his destiny. They could have. He understood that he had potential and purpose. Therefore, he had great ambition. He knew that God was able to do abundantly more than he could ask or desire. He had great faith. He came to God with boldness, as we are told to come before God boldly. He was bold. He believed in prayer. He acted on his belief. My prayer is that God will help us to understand the power that he has invested in us through prayer. That we will understand that we must depend on God for whatever the situation. We're not independent of God. We are dependent on God. He answers prayers. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought to, but we have the Holy Spirit who directs and sifts our prayers. Hallelujah. God has not only commanded us to pray, he's not only given us methods to pray, but he gives us support in our prayers. Today, I believe that God answers prayer. God answers Jabez's prayer. And whatever your prayer is today, lift it to God. He will answer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we thank God. We thank God today for helping us to understand that we need to come to him in prayer. At this time, we'll now listen to this song, Let Us Pray, by Stephen Curtis. After the song, Reverend Anderson Gemmon, pastor of the Parochial Church of Nazarene, will pray specially for the nation of Barbados and other areas. God bless you. Yeah.
of Abraham and of Isaac, God of Jacob, our forefathers, the great and the awesome God, who keeps covenant of love with those that love and obey his command. Let your ears be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying this morning for the people of Barbados. I confess the sins that we Barbadians, including myself, have committed against you. Father, we have acted wickedly towards you. The times when we have not obeyed your commands and your decrees given in the law of your holy word, the Bible. Lord, you are righteous. And this day we come to you, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for the privilege that you would have given to us. Despite the fact, Lord and Father, that we were not always paying attention to you, we recognize from your word where it says that when we sin against you, you're going to cause us to be scattered. But when we repent and return to you, that you're going to gather us from wherever we have been scattered. Today, O Lord God, I cry unto you on the behalf of our nations and our nation's people. Father, I cry unto you on the behalf of our church and our leaders, etc. I cry unto you on the behalf of God and Father, of our President and our Prime Minister, our Attorney General, all the ministers of government. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for those that you have raised up for this season. Season comes and seasons go, and it is understood that you raise up people for a season. People are in place for a season. I'm praying that in this season, O God and Father, that they would seek your guidance and that they would seek your direction. They would understand that all power belongs to you. Your word said it. Jesus, when he stood, he said, "All hail, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth." All power belongs to you, Lord. Father, we would understand that our leaders, O God, would be seeking to do their best, Heavenly Father, to make the best for Barbados. But sometimes, O God, it is understood that they turn to other forces rather than you. Your word reminds us when Isaiah spoke about the birth of Jesus, he said that the government shall be upon his shoulders and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. It appears to me, O God, that governments after governments have been taking things into their own hands. But Father, I pray that there would be a recognition of you, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that said that there is none else, the God that says, "I am that I am." And Father, I look to you this morning because you are the God that cares and the God that understands. You're the God that sees us afar off. You're the God that said to your people, "Call on me and I will answer thee." You're the same God that says in Isaiah that before your people call, you will answer. And while they're yet speaking, you will hear. I look to you this morning, divine God, because of who you are, God and Father. I'm not declaring that I am righteous, O God and Father, but that you are righteous. But then your word reminds me that we have been made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. So it gives me an opportunity to come to you, Heavenly Father. And I understand from your word that it says that we receive not because we ask not. So I'm asking you this morning, in the name of Jesus, that you would remember our leaders. Grant wisdom, O God and Father, as they conduct their duties, O God, as he has to make judgment calls, etc. I pray for wisdom and understanding for each one of them, O Lord God. Father, that they would use the opportunity that is granted to them, Heavenly Father, for the upliftment of our land, of our nation, of our youth, Heavenly Father. That we would see, O God and Father, the financial base of our country become stable. O Lord God, where we become the head and not the tail, where we are no longer a borrowing nation, but we become a lending nation. I pray this morning, and your words remind me that when we obey and do the thing that you command us, Lord, that we will be blessed when we go out, we will be blessed when we come in. We shall lend and we shall not borrow. Father, this way I would like to see our country come, but I pray, Heavenly Father, for the working class of our country. Father, we pray, God and Father, for them. It is said that 5% of any organization are responsible for the running of it. Father, there's maybe a small percentage, oh God and Father, who are giving in and who are working hard to see Barbados to come unto the place where they will like it. I pray for them, oh God. I pray for health, good health and strength. I pray for wisdom and understanding as you seek to chart a path for us, oh God, this year, especially in this year when there is a COVID pandemic. God and Father, not only in Barbados, but all over the world, and there's an outcry. Father, we don't know what is coming next, if it's going to be worse than what we have now, or if this is the last. Father, we would have heard prophecies after prophecies, prophetic voices speaking, but God and Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, like one writer said, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you. And Father, but there's a word that you have given us, but many are not reading into it. Many are not studying it, Father, because when we think of it, even if they are reading and studying it, they are not applying themselves for it. We are where we are, God, because we have failed you. We are where we are, God and Father, because many who are called by your name has gone a-whoring from you. We are where we are, O Lord, but I cry out this morning in repentance for our land. I cry out this morning in repentance for your people. I pray, Father, that where we are, I'm not talking about the church now, God, that you would bring us back. We would get back to that place, O Lord, God, where we see our dependency upon you, not the things that you have given to us. So many after they would have cried and you would have blessed them seems to be looking at the blessing and turn their faces away from you. But I read in your word where it says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven, you will forgive their sins, and you will heal their lands, and then shall mine eyes be opened and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. I pray this morning, divine God, that your eyes would be open, oh God, and your ears would be attentive to the prayer that I'm praying for your people this morning, not only for the church, but for total Barbados, for our leaders, oh Lord, for our economic situation, Father, for the total person. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that they would come, a revival would come against this land, Father. Father, as a servant, oh Lord God, I stand, oh God and Father, every gate that have been closed to our blessing, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, I'm commanded to be open. Father, every evil gatekeeper I come against in the name of Jesus, I pray, Holy God, the fire of God would burn them out. I pray deliverance would come to our land. Father, those who think, oh, that we are dependent on them would recognize, no, that we have a God that is greater than Buddha, a God that is greater than Muhammad, a God that is greater than any other you name that person, a God that is very much alive. And we call upon you this morning, divine God, and we are asking you in the name of Jesus, come to our help, come to our assistance. Lord, we need you. Barbados needs you, Lord. We need you. This land needs you. Your people need you, O Lord God. Without you, we are going to fail. I pray finally, God, that your kingdom come. Your word tells us to pray your kingdom come and that your will be done. I'm praying that your kingdom will come and that your will be done in Barbados. in this region, around the world, Holy God. May your will be done. May we, O Lord, who are called by your name, will strengthen ourselves. There are those who are saying that things will get better before they get worse. Things will get worse before they get better. O Lord God, help us to prepare ourselves for whatever is on the horizon. That thing that is already put in place but have not yet been spoken. I pray in the name of Jesus that we as your people will gird up our loins. Father, we will get ready to fight. And I'm not talking about the natural fight, but God and Father, that spiritual warfare that we are already in. And God, that our call, our cry, our reaching out to you, oh God and Father, will touch the hearts and lives of men. I pray for church leaders, oh God, and church administrators in this land. Father, there are those who think that the church is the problem. But Father, I believe that if the church was not here, we would be in real chaos. Thank you for the church in this land. Father, there were times when people were saying that you are a virgin, but God and Father, you are God. You are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. And I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you praise. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being God over this land, over this nation. To you be all the honor, be all the glory, be all the praise. Because he